Maurice Daniels, who is dean and professor of the School of Social Work at the University of Georgia, is going to be in town tonight to talk about his book, Saving the Soul of Georgia, which concerns itself with Donald L. Hollowell. Hollowell is not really a name that jumps to the front of mind when you think of the civil rights movement in Atlanta or in Georgia.
For many, they only know his name thanks to an interstate exit.
Yes, and but he was a great legal scholar. And as the civil rights movement was gaining steam and going through its convolutions here in Georgia, and we were seeing names like Martin Luther King or Thurgood Marshall coming up and all these conversations on the progress of civil rights, it was oftentimes Donald L. Hollowell who was making the arguments in court that were going to change the way that these matters were dealt with in the legal system. So Maurice Daniels chronicles Donald L. Hollowell's legacy and his own struggles in this new book, Saving the Soul of Georgia. He's going to be at the Decatur Library this evening at 7 o'clock.
With Black History Month beginning to wind down for 2014, it's fitting that we have another event focused on an African-American, an Atlanta man who has put his name in a major way on the worlds of education and medicine.
Yeah, so Dr. Lewis Sullivan is going to be at the Carter Library, which seems appropriate, this Thursday, and he's going to be talking about his book, Breaking Ground. Dr. Sullivan's probably best known on a national stage for being the Secretary of Health and Human Services under George H.W. Bush, but he's also the founder and the dean of the Morehouse School of Medicine in Atlanta, and he recounts that process, but he also recounts his own experiences, childhood in Jim Crow South in Georgia, and also, you know, his adventures in the North getting his medical degree. So Dr. Sullivan will be talking about that and, you know, the challenges of blacks in the North as well. And he will also be kind of talking about his efforts around the AIDS crisis, PETA activists, and even his anti-smoking efforts when he was Secretary of Health and Human Services. So it should be a very interesting kind of wide-ranging conversation from a really fascinating and somewhat heroic figure that walks in our midst. So that's Dr. Lewis Sullivan at the Carter Library, and that is Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And the name of his book is Breaking Ground.
Darren, our final literary event in Metro Atlanta this week features an author fresh from the success of her instant New York Times bestseller Swamplandia, who has a new collection of stories out.
Yeah, Karen Russell is touring on the paperback of Vampires in the Lemon Groves and Other Short Stories. It's a fantastic collection of stories. Swamplandia, her debut novel, was a finalist for the Pulitzer, but didn't win the Pulitzer, but it ended up getting her a MacArthur Genius Grant, which you don't see as much on the cover of the books, but the money's much better.
Which doesn't hurt in the end.
Yeah, so but she's a really fantastic writer, and she's one of this wave of young authors that are bringing the short story back. That's a form that hasn't gotten much media attention, and Karen Russell's one of the folks that is kind of bringing the fun and the outlandishness sometimes to the story again and making them fresh.
Now, the first thing that pops into my mind when I read the title of this short story collection is Gothic. Am I right? Or
the sense I get of her writing is it's a magical realism, but it's really her take on it. I mean, it's no longer Gabriel Garcia Marquez or Mario Vargas Llosa. It's Karen Russell. You know, some of the stories involve a community of girls held captive in a silk factory who are transmogrifying into human silkworms, or a lonely teenager who finds that the universe is communicating with him through the objects that are left in a seagull's nest nearby. So just kind of these really fanciful but wonderful stories.
Maybe a little dark.
Uh-huh. Maybe a little dark, but fantastic in the best sense of the word. So Karen Russell, she's going to be at the Margaret Mitchell House on the 27th at 7 o'clock. And the name of her new book is Vampires in the Lemon Groves and Other Stories.